Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. Looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Expression was that of, I never, I said, I can tell, and I think you better.
give it a try. Stop living a lie. Look up once in a while, see the shit in the sky. Caught up in the zombie apocalypse, walking down the street staring at your iPhone 6. Legal drugs murder millions every year, that's a fact. But they won't dare take the Prozac on the rack. For that would be blasphemous to the medical mafia disastrous. The FDA, all crooks, all thugs. They want the whole population hooked on drugs. Be it the smack sold on their black markets or psychotropic shit in their well-lit office. Dope fiends got a plant that can save them, but the methadone is money and they can't have kratom.
Me is So, I mean, they're saying we're next, that we're going to be the next one. Of course, yeah, we got to have something. It's been a while since we had a false flagger. But why are these people doing this? What, you know, they say religion and all that. I don't buy that shit no more. I don't buy the religion game. I just don't do it. Just because one don't like what another one does and they're saying that's their personal problem. There's more to it than just that. You know, there's got to be much more. But anyway, I heard a lot of hostages got killed, and then one woman got away, the one dude got shot, and the other two brothers got shot, and wow. So, you know, I mean, it never happens there in France, you know, we miss you, you know, but, well, guess what, it's happening there, but what's next? It just don't seem to be making very newsworthy, one thing, for some reason. But there again, it's like Ebola. It's here and it's gone. But right now they're saying the flu is really whipping ass across the country. I think there's been 1,200 deaths so far this year from the flu. So, well, quit feeding people antibiotics and all the meat they eat. Yeah, all the shit they're feeding us. Yeah, they're jacking up all these animals with antibiotics, which will make us antibiotic resistant. These viruses they mutate to something different. And a lot of people don't understand the fact that Roundup, you know, that herbicide, pesticide, whatever we call it, you know, it ain't working no more like it used to. These weeds have mutated into a super weed, and these bugs have turned into super bugs, and they ain't fucking around about it. They're tearing this shit up. That Roundup ain't doing shit. So that's a good failure for Monsanto. I'm glad to see that. It's, you know, hey, Monsanto is cornered the market on the seed business. I mean, they pretty well tied it up and patented it. And I don't see how you can patent nature products of nature. Even if you develop it to a different thing, a different strain or whatever it was, that's just crazy shit. I mean, that's just straight up greed. Crazy greed. You know, they've done those farmers, the shit blows over their fields, that takes over their field, they want taking their property too? Come on, man, let's be real about it. That's bullshit. You know, but it happens. It happens a lot, you know. Corporations, we're under corporate control here. You know, it's like the Senate and the Congress changing over right now into the Republican Party. I don't think it means shit. It ain't going to matter. You got what you got. You're going to have what you had. It ain't going to change. I don't care how many you vote in. Voting just don't seem to work no more. I don't get it. And we're not voting for actual people. Part of the people are voting for people for the corporation. I mean, lobbyists should be illegal. That should not be allowed. You know, why are governments persuaded by corporate businesses to do it? Well, what the hell, they're a corporation yourself. Why not? You know, birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, I mean, it's all systematically. This is systematic shit we're shoved into. And this Obamacare shit? Oh, my God. That is catastrophically bullshit. Massive bullshit. And people, you know, some people, well, I couldn't get Medicare to my condition. Well, yeah, that's all cool, and I understand it. That I understood was for just people like that. That was the bullshit story we were told. He actually said, you know, for those people who have pre-existing conditions can now get coverage. But no, we all got sucked into the vortex of this, everybody. Not only is it going to hurt the American economy by the utmost way, in more than one principal end way, which one will be the employers, you know, cutting people fucking hours or closing up. They can't afford this shit. I mean, these small little businesses are struggling as it is now anyway. I mean, the economic system is just not fucking working for them. They're not selling products like they used to. People ain't got the money to buy their product no more. So it's I don't know why they keep, you know, it seems like they always try to come up with a plan to make more money. There never seems to be a plan to fix the situation we have now. You know, bring industry back. They say, well, Yale Lock Company came back. They employ like 12 people. Which, that's good. That's the beginning, but it ain't the answer. It's not there. The auto industry's hurting. You know, you got to shut these fucking doors. You got to stop this importing shit. You cut these fucks off of importing shit, they'll go broke. You will squeeze them out. You kill this big market that they got, you'll squeeze them out, and you know it. You got the power to do it. No. Okay, look in the chat room. Guest, Piggy Mom, and reaction, Nez, or Narius, I can't spit, man. It's Monday. I seen that on, yeah, Fox said, you know, trying to equate that with Paris' Boston. Yeah, bullshit. No, not in, I can't remember how many people actually died in Boston. But apparently, this is the second hit they've got. I guess it's the same group, ain't it? RZ, Rick. All right, man. I'm cool with RZ. But, man, you know, that Boston bombing wasn't shit for what's going on in Paris. And this is, what, the second, third day that shit's been happening over there? So, and they said, was it Islam? I can't remember who they said it was. They're saying something like that. Islamish or whoever the fuck it was. Whatever group. Terrorist group. They call terrorists. Well, why are they in Paris? Why would they be tripping in Paris? And it was, they said it was a cell there or something there. Terrorist cell. So, who knows? I mean, you know, what country's next? I mean, this shit happens all the time. We just don't hear a lot about it. We just hear, we hear particular stories. It's about all we ever get to hear. Okay. So it's 2 days done by the evening. It's Paris time. Okay. 2 days. Yeah, it's crazy. It gets crazier by the minute. But I don't know, man. It's just something. It's just, I don't know. I'm not getting myself all, you know, worked up about it. I just ain't going to do it. I ain't going to trip on it. But anyway, I'm going to take a break for a quick second, and we'll get right back to that here in a second. So hang out.
Well, we got a huge deficit. Federal government's got a $4 or $5 trillion, $500 million deficit. I heard it on the news.
Yes.
NBC News. the good folks at NBC, another lying bullshit news network. They're not as good as Fox, though. Fox Network's pretty fucking ate up, if you ask me. I don't like Fox Network at all. It is insane in the membrane. But anyway, like I said, my show info tonight, I don't have much really to go on tonight. I'm just winging because, this show always grows its own legs. You never know which way it's going to go here. You get all stupid by a second. And the doc's in the house. What's up, doc? How's it going? Yeah, so I'm just rattling on here and going through some of these news stories. Here's a fun one. A Florida girl was alive before being thrown from a bridge. That's nice. That's always nice to hear. Let's take a look at the story a bit. Ooh, shit. Florida girl 5 was alive before thrown off a bridge. And people kill people some of the dumbest ways, man. Don't they? Just crazy shit. But, like I said, this economy situation we're going through right now is, I don't know, man. I don't see a bright future for us anymore. I don't know where it's going, where it's heading, because it just ain't going, it seems like it's going anywhere. I hear more people bitching about money than anything else. But the thing, matter of fact, the other one I heard about lately is Snowden. So I guess he's on, JS is going to run to Russia and hang out with him. Snowden for leaking information, too. Okay, shit. Let's see here. Florida Tyler found dead after she was tossed from a St. Petersburg bridge, was still alive before the fatal 60-foot plunge, police say Friday, based on preliminary evidence at news conference following Tuesday's horrific act. Investigators didn't immediately know whether a 5-year-old Proby John Chuck was potentially alive, where the results of medical exam was reported to police officer to witness crime allegedly committed by her father, John Chuck Jr. Wow. Crazy shit, man. But, it just seems like a... Wow. Children's Family Services show up always later after the fact. Damn, that's crazy bullshit. But, yeah, man. I don't know. I jumped from story to story, but that's kind of caught my attention, that one. But, I mean, this, with the Congress and everything, they're not going to stop this Obamacare, I don't think. I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's going to continue on, but there's going to be serious problems with this. We know what they're saying now. You got to what? Is it February the 15th to sign up now? They had started getting one warning. They said they're going to start issuing fines. They're going to start finding a bunch of people. And the other thing I've noticed on TV, which I don't really watch much of, but H&R Block, this time of year, H&R Block is running a bunch of ads. And they got to add, they're running ad now. You don't know much about Obamacare and what it has to do with your refund, but we do. And that just don't make no sense to me. Why does medical care have anything to do with taxing, even though they consider this law a tax? But I don't see how they can do that. It's got to be unconstitutional by far. Very unconstitutional. Something just ain't seem to be right with us. Something's really wrong. I don't know, and if people can really afford it. That's the other thing. If you don't have employers that pay for it, and I don't see how employers do pay for it. In a small business, what are they going to do? What could you do? Guess your best bet just close them down and go on and do something else. Or become an independent contractor, completely independent, by yourself. You can do all the work by yourself and work yourself into the fucking ground. But I don't know, man. It just seems like it's going to work out very good for anybody. And the other thing is, I don't see how they say they cut their hours and they don't have to pay this. The employer's going to make the employees pay it one way or the other. You got to make the slaves pay. You can't do it. Throw the bone to the slaves. Make them pay for all the bullshit. That's what you do. Go ahead and make them pay for it. Whatever way you can cut the corner. That's how business works. And that's what we're probably going to see a lot. We're going to see where these businesses are going to cut corners. I mean, you ever notice now packaging on certain things you used to buy over the years has gotten smaller? Really? I mean, like a bag of potato chips. 3/4% of that shit is a bag of air. Which you get on the bottom of the bag. Matter of fact, a friend of mine went to Arby's, roast beef, and the sandwiches he used to buy from them are smaller. I mean, they're cutting corners every which way, but loose, man. But that's what it became. And plus, the price of everything's gone up. I mean, pulling to McDonald's, the two people will spend $20-$30. It ain't cheap no more. I just don't see it. And I'm not a fast food person. I just don't do it. But I'm just saying it's getting bad. I just don't see it, the silver lining here. Walmart, too, their numbers weren't this good this Christmas season. You know, they're really trying to push that product and then bring this fuel price down to get people in the stores. Ain't working out. People are still under shell shock of the fucking price. You know, they're still hoarding that money, you know, still want to pay that rent. You know, I, of course, you want to take care of the roof over your head if you're going to take care of anything, if you're smart. You know, I was taught a long time ago, take care of the roof over your head before anything else gets paid. You know, before your light bill gets paid, your sewer, water, whatever, make sure that roof is paid for. And that's your most important thing, shelter. You know, other shit you can work out and it's a little easier to deal with. But losing your place to camp, that sucks. And there are a lot of homeless people in this country, a lot more, and they keep on coming. Matter of fact, they were talking about, you know, how they had opened up all the shelters up in Springfield, Missouri, but they don't think they have enough room for all the people that are homeless out there. That's terrible. That's terrible. And we got the Salvation Army, we got the kitchen, we got three or four different other organizations that do the same thing, and they're all full. Every one of them are full. They have to start stacking people on top of each other. But hey, if you can't pay the bills, you ain't got a job because they done sold your job off to China. Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean, never sold. Well, there's a job. You can get a job out there. Yes, there are jobs. But you have to remember something, too. These jobs don't pay enough money to maintain. You know, you work minimum wage, you can't maintain a house with a family. You might as well hang it up. Even single. Even being single, I mean, you're going to be eating ramen noodles a lot. A lot of ramen noodles, guarantee it. And, you know, they're going to go up in price, too. It doesn't matter. But I'm waiting for this oil price to jack up like a son of a bitch. You know, everybody says, oh, no, it's going to be good for about a year. Well, that's fine and dandy. What's the end of the year? What's the end result? You know, why has it been so high for so long? You know, and there was no shortage of oil. And all of a sudden, it hit a big main vein. Because, you know, remember, we done hit the oil peak. We done been there. The peak of the oil. Now we're going on the downside. This year comes a down run of oil price. It's coming. So get ready for it. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. You're going to have to live with that. That oil price is going to stick and it's going to hurt. You know, what will happen, they're going to start selling a bunch of SUVs and trucks to take a lot of fuel. Then all of a sudden, wham! Yeah, you know, wish to God you didn't buy that one. I mean, for a while there, I noticed that the bigger vehicles, they're practically giving away. Now, matter of fact, I don't think they sell Hummers anymore. I don't think they manufacture them anymore. The big old gas-drinking Hummers. Why? They didn't impress me in the first place. I didn't see no appeal to that vehicle. And they're not as good as a military-fortified Hummer. They're not. They're just not there. They're just, they just look neat. Well, look neat and what I can afford, two different things, man. That's, yeah. Wow. I couldn't see doing paying all that money for, you know, just to have a better look. But people do it. They got to be like the Joneses, the narcissists. I got to be better than you. I got better shit than you. I'm better looking than you. I have better clothes. I drive a better car and a better house, which I do not care. I laugh at people like that. It's funny because they stress out. Them people are really stressed in the fucking mind over that crazy shit. But yeah, man, I don't know what to say. But anyway, tell you what, I'm going to flip up a song real quick and I can get right back with you.
Sometimes you have to speak victory to
Let's try that. Now we got sound from you? This damn thing? All right, hey, thank you for telling me that. I don't know what the hell's going on. I was having an issue for a minute, and I just had to pull my board back up. So I was talking to myself on the phone. Can you hear me? Okay. Let me see here. Still can't hear me. Okay, shit. Okay, hang on a minute. You should be able to hear me now. Still nothing? What the hell? Okay, so you hear me now? Okay. I don't know what's going on with this damn thing. Of course. Figures. Anyway, I was talking about Pelosi, you know, being bent out of shape because Barbara Boxer's taking off. She ain't running again in Congress. And I brought Obama that proposal to make community college free. Who's going to pay for that? You know, he's a big spender, you know. Spend that money. And, you know, I guess the GOP is going to plan to undercut the Obama's immigration action. I don't know. I'm trying to look at political news. It's crazy shit. I'm trying to work on my board at the same time. Pot legalization gets thumbs up for Colorado focus group. I don't get that either. Jeb Bush last name problem. Jeb Bush's last name problem. Romney, no guarantees that I can see Mitt Romney trying to run again. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's only one party. I think there always was only one party. I think that all the shit that we get is bullshit parties. Democrat, Republican, independent ticket, all that, it's all the same thing. You know, the corporations run the way the corporations got to run. You know, people say it's a government, I say it's a corporation. And that's what it is. They incorporated in 1871, unless something changed in between. I ain't seen a memo on that, you know. You know, yeah. Wow. Crazy, ain't it? I'm telling you. Well, I hope my audio's still working. I can't tell you what the hell's going on, what I meant next with this shit. But I'm just wondering who's going to, I mean, I guess Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton's a few people up for grabs, you know, to run for president. Wow. What options do we have? It's just about the money. It all seems to come down to nothing but the dollar. You got to have money to buy a presidency, to buy that seat. You got to have the money. I wonder what Brock's going to do. I don't know. And I really can't see what happens to Petraeus, you know, Petraeus, you know. He is just one of many. There's a lot more need to go to jail, but you never hear it. Never, ever hear it. Things humming too. Jeez. Get on my last nerve. Okay, folks, just bear with me a minute and see what the hell. I don't know if you hear echo or hum or what have you. But I'm humming for some reason through my headphones. Just be patient with me. I'm going to flip something up, see if you can hear this, and I'll get right back so I can fix this.
That we here highly resolve these dead shall not have died in vain. That the nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
This nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom.
That the nation shall have a new birth of freedom.
That tells you that this war on Christmas is really the tip of the spear when it comes to a greater battle that's brewing. And that battle that's brewing is those who would want to take God out of our society, out of our culture, which will lead to ruin, as history has proven. Any country, any government, society that has kicked God out of the public square completely, it leads to ruin. Why would we go down that path when we know what would happen?
So why did this happen? Our senior correspondent John Miller is with us. He's the former head of counterterrorism for the LAPD. John, what have you learned about the suspect?
He is Paul Anthony Ciancia. He walks into the terminal. He's got the gun in a garment bag. He takes the rifle out. He opens fire, shoots his way through the checkpoint, going down a side, coming around the back, and he's focused on the TSA agents. Inside the bag, we are told investigators came up with notes saying that the TSA were fascists and pigs, anti-American rantings, anti-TSA rantings, and references to the New World Order, which is kind of a growing conspiracy group that believes the world is going to be taken over by forces in black helicopters and so on.
First up, it's all eyes on the sky. Live pictures now from Phoenix. For the second night in a row, military training exercises are underway around the valley. And within the last half hour, the Phoenix Police Department has confirmed to 3TV that they are supporting Department of Defense training around the city. There have been a lot of helicopters seen all across the valley tonight.
Our own Bruce Hafner has reported seeing military helicopters flying low over the Scottsdale area.
Dan Bongino, running for Congress in Maryland. And not because you want to, but because of the things that you've seen and the things that you know. Tell me what you think is happening with the government is being used as a weapon to destroy people right now.
Yeah, we're at a very dangerous point, Glenn, and thank you for having me. It's always an honor. It's been a while, it's great to see you, and congrats on everything with the blaze. It's just taken off.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. The president sees government. I think it's because of his lack of experience and maybe community organizing in the past is like this shiny new toy, which for all the disagreements I had with Clinton, Carter, and Bush, there were always limits. There was that line you just didn't cross. We cross it seemingly every day,
every
right?
Day.
We're lost in the scandals. The Jamie Dimon shakedown at Chase, the HHS scandal, Kathleen Sebelius shaking down the healthcare industry
crazy.
For money, the IRS. It's to the point, Glenn, where these scandals in and of themselves would be huge, backbreaking scandals, are just lost in the scandal fog in this administration. It's worse than people know. I'm not trying to scare you.
Tell me about the NSA. But with knowing you are Secret Service.
Yeah.
So knowing what you know, tell me what we should be concerned about.
You give the government information. It will be abused. It is not a matter of if it'll be abused. Keep in mind, it's only a matter of when. But the bottom line is, having worked inside the government, it will be abused. It is only a matter of time.
So what should we be doing? Because we ring the bell, we talk about it, we look at it, but it's not going. It just doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, Dan.
No, it's not. And the reason is, as I said, that with the Obama administration, that they're experts in losing you in the fog of scandal. This NSA thing is a back-breaking story. It really is. It gets at the very roots, I'm looking at your roots there in the grass, the roots of what liberty means. That flag means something. It's undermining the very principles by which made this country great. I know you're a believer. I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ, as far as I know, was the only perfect human being to ever plant his feet on this earth. We are all doing something wrong. Remember, when the key's held by someone else, liberty means absolutely nothing. That personal and private self are being evaporated.
200 military leaders out of their posts since President Obama took office.
Why are we seeing this purge of some of our greatest leaders, and what effect will this have on our national security?
A lot of these guys disagree professionally with the White House, and as a result, you know, they're getting fired.
Georgia restaurant owner who proudly makes it his mission to honor those who have served our country, now facing a fight over a U.S. flag that he flies at his establishment. Darren Miller says he was cited by the city for showing his appreciation to the troops.
The city now, where it was a violation of in the right of way, now is they're backpedaling a little bit, saying now it's a permit issue. And I just don't think I should have to pay money to fly the American flag or support our men and women in uniform.
Yeah.
And I refuse to.
Absolutely right. Dean, what do you think this says about our country that you weren't able to fly your flags?
Well, I think, you know, it's a shame.
Should high school students say the Pledge of Allegiance before class? Well, according to the school district, no. Last night, they voted down a proposal that would require the teenagers to recite the pledge every day. The reason? Board members decided there's not enough time during the day to say it.
We felt that we wanted to make it clear that at the high school level, we do not, there's not always an opportunity to have the Pledge of Allegiance spoken every day.
This is why people don't understand what we're fighting for. When we talk about current events and we talk about these issues and what we're looking to preserve, they can't tell you because they can't even recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Proud of his 20-year military service and his 10 years of work at Dameron Hospital, Boots Hawks says he's not afraid of expressing his beliefs.
I believe in America and I believe in God so strongly, and I believe that America needs a blessing.
The phrase "God bless America" has been in Hawks' work email signature for more than a year. But just days before Veterans Day, Hawks says the hospital asked him to remove it. He says he did remove it before he sent another email. Yet the next day, he was called into the office.
I was going to be put on administrative leave immediately. And this was last Friday, right before the Veterans Day weekend.
In the end, Hawks just wants to be able to put "God Bless America" back on his email signature.
Meanwhile, an American soldier fighting for faith after an army briefing slaps a hate group label on a well-established traditional Christian ministry.
That's right. The presentation linked the American Family Association to hate groups such as the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, Black Panthers, and the Nation of Islam.
The soldier was so enraged, the fearful punishment for his own Christian values, he reached out to our own Todd Starnes.
Yeah, this happened out at Camp Shelby in Mississippi, and the soldier was a part of 50 active duty and reservist troops that had to attend this mandatory session. And in this session, they certainly did label the American Family Association, which is a well-respected Christian ministry, as an example of a hate group. And the soldier snapped a photograph that he sent me showing the slideshow presentation, and also another briefing, and I believe this was in the Air Force, labeled Evangelical Christianity and Catholicism as examples of religious extremism. So there's something going on here. The Pentagon, we tried to talk to them. They told us we needed to talk to the Army. And at that point, the Army, well, it's been almost 24 hours and we still haven't heard back from them.
Mm-hmm. A U.S. soldier in our Army spoke out. He said this: "I had to show Americans what our soldiers are now being taught. I couldn't just let this one pass. I was completely taken back by this blatant attack, not only on the AFA, but Christians in our beliefs." Your thoughts on that?
Elizabeth, for the past 5 years under the Obama administration, we have seen a significant increase in anti-Christian rhetoric and activity in the military.
It all started with a traffic stop for speeding, but it quickly escalated into a very dangerous situation. In the end, a 14-year-old was charged with attacking a state trooper. His mother is facing felonies, and now there are questions about why one officer fired at a minivan full of children.
You're doing 71 back there on a 55, okay?
Oriana Farrell and a state police officer are arguing over a ticket just south of Taos.
I'll be right back. Go ahead and turn the vehicle off for me.
But as the cop walks off, Farrell does the opposite, pulling away instead. So he pulls her over again. The officer isn't too happy.
Get out of the vehicle. Get out of the vehicle right now.
You can see the officer try to pull Farrell out while the five kids inside scream. Finally, Farrell agrees to get out and talk, but the conversation doesn't last long.
Turn around and face your vehicle. Ma'am, listen to me.
Farrell and the cops struggle as she tries to get back into the van. While that happens, the 14-year-old gets out again. And this time, he rushes the officer, trying to defend his mom. After a short tussle, the boy runs back into the minivan. The officer tries to get him out while backup arrives.
Open the door!
Open the door!
Farrell starts to drive off while another officer fires at the minivan full of kids as young as six.
What would you think if police pulled you over and asked for a DNA test? One woman says it happened to her and she called NBC5 to investigate the suspicious stop. NBC5's Scott Gordon has been looking into the roadblock in Fort Worth.
Kim Cope was on her lunch break Friday driving north on Beach when she came across two police cars with lights flashing.
Yeah, they were about right in here.
She says the uniformed officers directed her into this parking lot.
I gestured to the guy in front that I just wanted to go straight, but he wouldn't let me and forced me into a parking spot.
Once parked, she says she couldn't believe what she was asked next.
They were asking for cheek swabs. They would pay you $10 cash for that. They would also, if you let them take your blood, they would pay you $50 for that.
Or at the very least, she says, they wanted to test her breath for alcohol for free.
It just doesn't seem right that you would be forced off of the road when you're not doing anything wrong.
Federal agency confirms they're doing this in 30 cities across the country.
You can't just be pulled over randomly or for no reason.
But civil rights attorney Frank Colosi questions whether such stops are constitutional.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. It just doesn't seem right that they should be able to do any of it. I mean, if it's voluntary, it's voluntary. And again, it just none of it felt voluntary at all.
We should make it clear the people actually doing the survey were government contractors. The Federal Traffic Safety Administration did not respond to our specific questions.
After people get off a plane, the new airport exits are getting some strange looks. Some think they look like a science fiction intergalactic time machine.
I was expecting to get transported somewhere like on Star Trek. I thought, yeah, we finally got there.
Others were wondering if it was an X-ray chamber or might fill up with dollar bills like on a game show.
Yeah, it was odd. I'm like, where'd they come up with this? I'm not sure what it is.
Doors will open and close automatically.
The voice giving instructions is futuristic. But the new exit portals are just part of the Syracuse Airport's $60 million renovation. To keep the passenger area secure, passengers leaving enter the portal, wait for one door to close, and then the other one opens. The portal is one way. If anyone tries to get back into the secure area, the door automatically locks. Syracuse may be the first airport in New York State to have the new exit portals, but the airport commissioner says they will likely be showing up at airports around the country very soon.
Employees at this KFC in West Lafayette, Indiana, no longer need a password to sign into their cash register.
They come in and they put their finger on a fingerprint mechanism, and it just automatically clocks them in.
Biometrics, once considered a far-fetched technology, is becoming an everyday reality. From signing onto your phone, accessing your bank account, to entering a secured room, your unique features are the key to unlocking anything worth safeguarding.
All right, I don't know if y'all can hear me. This is bullshit. I'm losing that left and right. I don't know if they're having an issue with the lines or what the deal is. The weather is cold. And I'm ugh. It's a pain in my ass. Unmute. Okay. Unmute you, Iggy? I don't know how long we're going to last. I'll unmute you. Welcome to my nightmare. Oh, shit. I'm having issues. I'm losing internet. That is the problem. That's why I was cutting out earlier. Oh, shit. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call it because I'm not going to fire this thing. It's the green light flashed on my router. It's, you know, I'm probably going to die off again. Oh, shit. But anyway, I want to thank everybody. Hickey Mom, thank you for coming out tonight and everybody else there. All good, yeah, and all my guests coming out. Like I said, I think I'm having issues with this fucking internet. Excuse me. And I just had them out here working on it last week. So, but anyway, for me and all of us at Courageous Nation Radio, we're going to say good night to you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully, the issue will be a little bit better. We won't have this problem. Anyway, I will see you all tomorrow night, so behave yourself, and I will talk to you later.